Good morning, inspired friends. It is August 23rd, a Sunday morning, and you are listening to We Live Inspired radio podcast. This is Live Inspired number 16, and the title of this podcast and the topic for today is called He Gives Us Hope for Tomorrow on Dealing with Depression. And this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com. You can head on over to WeLiveInspired.com if you would like to read the full post on this topic, which goes into much more depth than I can go into in this 10-minute podcast. I will put the links to where you can follow me and read more in the notes below. If you are a new listener, these are just short 10-minute snippets that go along with the blog WeLiveInspired.com. And they are snippets to help you put more inspiration in your everyday life. It's about finding inspiration in daily life and finding the miracles and blessings in it all and kind of coping with everything. So let's talk about the topic for today then. I want to start out by reading a passage from Psalm 35. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so that's what popped into my head as I was thinking of this topic. And whatever you're going through, friends, if you're listening to this, I want to reiterate that to you, that I know it's really, really hard to go through tough times and to go through depression and illnesses and all kinds of different things. But remember that this is going to pass, that the sorrow may come for a night, but that joy does come in the morning. Maybe not literally in the morning, although in my case it did. Usually a good night's sleep and waking up the next day helps to have a fresh start. But your joy is on the way, whether it be tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next week. It's coming, so hang in there. So recently I had a time in my life where I was dealing with depression just a couple of days ago. And I want to preface this by saying, for those of you that deal with like constant depression that will not lift and you have clinical depression, first of all, if you haven't sought help already for it, please do seek help, because it's something to take seriously. And second of all, if you already have sought help and it's just something that you deal with on a regular basis, I want to say that my heart really goes out to you, because it's not something that I thankfully have to deal with clinically on a regular basis. It's something that is usually a result of something situational going on for me. And I was just reminded a couple of days ago what it's like to go through a really bad depressed day, and it's awful. So my heart really does go out to you if you're listening to this and experience that. But I'm not sure the exact why of why I woke up feeling that way the other day. I did go through a recent tragic thing that happened with a pet of mine that I really had loved, you know, and had for 14 years, and she got a terminal illness, was diagnosed with a really kind of tragic terminal illness, and she was dying, and there was nothing I could do about it. And then I thought I had more time with her, and the day that I brought her home from the vet, and we were trying to, you know, make a decision of what to do, she ended up passing naturally, like, a few hours later, and it was quite a surprise to me. So I did go through that about a week or two ago, but it was a delayed reaction. This day that I had this bad depression was just 2 days ago. So I don't know if it was a result from that, and from, I'm guessing it is a combination of that and the fact that I was so sleep deprived during that week around all those events. But anyway, from the time I woke up until the time I went to bed, for like a 24-hour period, I woke up thinking that I would feel better at some point in the day, but I never did. And the entire day, I can only describe it as feeling like I really wasn't quite alive, feeling like I didn't quite exist, like I was just on autopilot trying to go through the motions of my day and make myself get out of bed, which I didn't get out of bed until 5 p.m. that day, you know, and make myself cook dinner and you know, go through the motions and do whatever I could. But it's like I was so exhausted and my mood was just not there, and nothing that would typically make me happy was working. And normally when these kind of things happen with me where I'm having a day where I'm feeling, you know, physically ill or I'm feeling really down, I can perk myself up. Usually I have tools that I use that I can just change my perspective, or I can, you know, do something, engage in something that brings me joy that will help kind of shift my mood somewhat. Or sometimes even taking a nap will just help. But in this case, like nothing was helping. So in that case, I was really stuck with, okay, I have to deal with this. I have to be patient until it passes. And I can't skip over this grief or this despair or depression or exhaustion, whatever I was feeling. I'm just going to have to feel the feelings and I'm going to have to work my way through it and not try to fix it this time and just wait for myself to come out the other side. So there's a couple of things I learned in this situation that I wanted to share with you. And here are five of the things that I learned when you're going through this time and you are experiencing a sort of depression or really ill-feeling day where you just can't seem to shake it off. Number one, take really good care of yourself. Self-care is so important during this time. You might have to do as little as possible on these kind of days. Listen to your body and give it what it needs. Extra sleep, eating healthy, plenty of hydration, prayer time, whatever nourishes your spirit. Number two, don't judge yourself for being depressed or feeling unwell. This is not a sign of weakness. It is just something that we humans deal with from time to time. Really, this is part of the human experience. There's all sorts of feelings and things that we experience, and some of them aren't necessarily pleasant. So allowing ourselves to feel all of our feelings and giving ourselves permission to have these kind of crappy days, and also not letting other people make us feel guilty either for feeling this way. Like, we have to perk up and we have to be a certain way to please others. Sometimes we cannot just rush through grief and depressed days. We have to actually sit with it and we have to just release the need to try to make ourselves feel better and trust that it will come in due time. Number three, remember you are never really alone. Feeling depressed or ill can really make you feel isolated. And it's important to remember, as isolated as you may feel in your personal pain, that you are not alone, that people at this very moment are struggling with these things too. Probably thousands of people at this very moment are struggling with something similar or the same as what you are going through. And also, God is always with you too, so you really aren't alone. Number four, the bad days are temporary. Remember, this really does pass. Now, for me, when I woke up 24 hours later, the next day, well, I didn't sleep for 24 hours, but you know what I mean. 24 hours later, after I woke up the next day, I was feeling a lot better. And by the second day, I was pretty much back to myself. And I'm still having periods of tiredness, but I'm really feeling mood-wise a lot more joy again. So when you are in the midst of feeling this way, it feels unbearable and like it's endless and like it's not going to pass, but it really does. So you just have to hang in there and realize this is just a small blip in time on the grand timeline of your life. And then life's everyday miracles are endless. So remember that more good stuff is going to be on the way when you get past these tough days. God's best is waiting for you on the other side. And who knows what great things are going to be around the corner for you. Number five, we need the dark to truly appreciate the light. And I believe that as hard as it is to go through these dark periods, if we felt great all the time and never had bad days, we would really be cheated out of a lot. For one thing, we wouldn't be able to have the same level of compassion and empathy for our fellow man. And we wouldn't be able to relate to one another. We wouldn't have the ability to appreciate the good days with the same level of joy. Because when we have the bad days, we are that much more able to appreciate the good days, you know. And I believe that it helps us enduring these trials, shape us and make us who we are. And it's not for naught. God really does use it for his glory. I feel like life is also made up of the beauty of contrast. So if you look in nature and beautiful photographs and paintings, you will notice there's always a combination of dark and light for you to get one beautiful picture, a picture full of depth and a picture that's interesting. There has to be that contrast. So just hang in there, my friends, and know that he does give us hope for tomorrow, that you are not alone in this and that it will pass and that your better days are ahead. Until next time, thank you for being on this journey with me as together we live inspired. And I wish you all the best and give you lots of love in whatever situation that you are currently dealing with. We'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.